I tell you what, boys, as we welcome you back to the Big Sports Breakfast, we're approaching 8 o'clock, 9 minutes, in fact. Now, I love weather. I don't know if you've ever heard this. I've got a weather station at home. And
I remember
all
sorts
this. Of things. Well, what about this?
This was your Christmas present, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but I just
Which
got
Which we
a,
all found a bit unusual.
Yeah.
Babe.
Well, nothing wrong
people,
with it.
People get
well,
shirts and socks. You got a weather station.
Nothing wrong with it. Well, how about this?
Are you sure?
And be careful. No.
Zoom.
Hey, you think about it. Everyone talks weather. You look at the last couple of days when we had the rain. Conversation.
You've got no phone, have you?
Gee, how about this
rain? You don't carry your phone around and have a look at the...
Open the curtains up.
Let me get to it.
Give yourself an uppercut.
There's a severe thunderstorm warning that's just been... you watch Bulldog Panic here about the car.
British car.
You know why? Because I'm test driving.
Wait for this.
I'm test driving.
Is fair dinkum. I've just got a severe thunderstorm warning for large hailstones and damaging winds. Mm. It's just been issued, 7:43 it was issued by the Bureau, for parts of the Blue Mountains, Hawkesbury, Gosford, Wyong, Sydney areas. Now, if you look, pull up the radar, there's massive storms. I mean, what is it, 10 to 8 on a morning? There's a massive sort of clutter of storms, cells, around that sort of Hunter region and maybe into the Central Coast. Now, I know a lot of people listen to the radio. Just be careful.
I might have to duck out a bit early to get the RAV4 home.
She's got to put a tarp over the top.
Bulldog's not happy. He's looking for towels and blankets now.
Anyone out there, you've got a tarp, drop
if
it in the
If any of
you
French's Forest, can you just drop past with the tarp?
Brad David's on the phone. Morning, Bradley.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Mate, you got to. Whenever you get these storm warnings, you've got to be onto it with the crazy weather now.
Yeah, you do have to be under it, don't you? Having a look at the radar, though, Dave, I don't think we're in too much trouble in Sydney, are we? You look
oh,
like
so you've gone off half-cocked there. All right, well, beautiful.
North of there, Dave.
So yeah, you watch. I'll see a video from your place later with the biggest hay you've ever seen. Now you watch what'll happen. Now, alligator blood and catalyst, what's doing?
Oh, what a race it was, wasn't it, on the weekend? You know, everyone was genuinely excited by it, and it lived up to the hype, didn't it? It was something else. I know it was a real sprint home there, and you know, even the third horse was very good, and Soul Patch from the back. There were a couple of really nice runs as well. But these two took the nail down the straight there at Flemington, and look, there was 0.1 length between them, Alligator Blood, narrowly over Catalyst. So now we head towards the Australian Guineas, and yeah, two really nice three-year-olds that it was great to see there on the weekend, and excited for that clash again in a few weeks.
Now, Godolphin, they have a big day at Randwick, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a big day there, didn't they? You know, Flick was ultra impressive in the light fingers. She's come back a really, really nice filly this autumn. The blinkers clearly worked with her. She's able to settle up a lot closer. She's behind the speed there and proved far too strong late there for Lyre and Kiyomichi and basically all the Godolphin trio there. And then behind them was Livatini, who was, you know, a little bit disappointing. There were a few disappointing runners there on the weekend, Livatini being one, Dame Giselle probably being the other, who just struggled a touch first up from a spell. She was very good, Flit. And then, of course, the next race, Elise drifted out a 360, but great ride by Hugh Bowman, just to have a ride on the back of that speed and put the gaps open in the straight, and she railed through and was too good for a gallant Dreamforce, who was beaten 0.2 of a length, and they came away to fight it out. Had the clapper hit the line well again. He's looking for a nice enough preparation. Just looks like a horse looking for a bit further his last couple of preparations, guys. So looking forward to seeing him getting out to a mile and 2,000 metres. But, yeah, some really good runs here on the weekend, but it was the Godolphin party, particularly in those two feature races.
And what about Julian Rock? Yesterday, of course, we saw that particular heat of the country champs, and he's now rocketed into favouritism.
Yeah, she was a strong performance, wasn't it? Jean Dubois done a fantastic job with his horse, because when he came to Australia, he was over racing and doing a few things wrong, and he wasn't really finishing his races off. But now, his last three races have all been very good, and he just found that consistency. And yesterday, just exploded away to win quite comfortably in what was a pretty strong heat. Al Mahaha second, and some nice runs behind as well. It was a race with plenty of depth. So he rockets to the top of the order there, and Al Mahaha also qualifies with a good second. He won the heat last year, and then unfortunately was scratched at the gates in the final. So hopefully for his connections, he can have a bit more luck and get to that final and run a big race.
And what about Sel Seville to have that race day gallop?
Yeah, had that race day gallop, didn't she, on the weekend, and looked good doing it. So did the stablemate, mind you. I think it's Satana there, who, of course, won a race on Magic Millions Day up there on the Gold Coast, so I believe might even step out this weekend, but looked very sharp in that gallop too. But, yeah, nice little yesterday for Celsabil, who, of course, was scratched from that English Millennium the Wednesday before. Interesting choice. I mean, I suppose, you know, the owner's, I think, quite well off, I think it's fair to say. So probably didn't need the extra, the million jump into the bank, but they decided just to you know, wait for a bit longer, head towards a lead up to the Golden Slipper and not have that gut buster on the wet track. But you know, looking at the sectionals and figures out of that race, I think it's fair to say she would have won quite comfortably. So they decided to look after her and give her a lead up run. And yeah, I mean, she's, you know, right there. What's going to be a really competitive Golden Slipper this year for sure.
All right, mate. So that's Brad Davis, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, guys.